This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Oh, good. You can hear me.
Absolutely.
Hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. Hope you did too.
Awesome. Okay, so not a lot went on.
Yeah, that always happens.
Right. Not a lot at all.
But Tara will be gone for a couple of weeks and all hell breaks loose.
So. Exactly. Now, this always happens when I go on vacation.
Yeah.
The only question is what it will be. Okay, so Donald Trump does what was pretty obvious, I think, that he was going to do. He was going to get Maduro out of there. Mm-hmm. As I told you for months, Maduro would be taken alive. I've been forecasting that. Maduro has a lot of information that the Trump administration wants and needs. In fact, he's probably the most valuable guy on earth at this point, short of maybe Vladimir Putin, that we could bring in and shake down for information. I'm going to get into what that's about for a long time. Although if you've been listening to my Battleground America podcast, you know all about it. There is a backstory here that isn't even being covered in the American media. We'll get into all of that as the show unfolds today. This is going to be one of these shows you're going to want to listen to from beginning to end because there's so much stuff. I don't even think I can repeat myself in terms of explaining it all, what's going on. It's all good. It's all fantastic. This is just going to benefit America massively. When you have Oleg Deripaska, a Russian oligarch, freaking out because this is going to severely depress oil prices around the globe, you know that we're headed in the right direction. So much stuff going on today. Let's start with the Democrats. Lying as usual, Lee, because that's all they have, mm-hmm. is their lies, that this is somehow an illegal operation.
It's a violation of the law to do what they did without getting the authorization of Congress.
Clearly, this is wildly illegal. This is a president who has been operating illegally since he was sworn into office.
He's a bad guy, but we pledge an oath to the Constitution, Jackie, and the Constitution does not give the president the power to initiate military action.
This was not simply a counter-narcotics operation. It was an act of war.
No, no, and no. No, this is no. First of all, Joe Biden, if you look at, Lee, the wanted poster that the Biden administration put out for Maduro, you know, the one with the $25 million bounty on his head, that wanted poster, what word do they use? What wanted for what? A cocktail party? No. Wanted for what? Arrest. It says it right on the wanted poster. Wanted for arrest. So America is offering $25 million. Donald Trump obviously doubled that later for the what? Say it with me. Arrest of Maduro. What on what? I don't know. Trump just went in there. He's a wild man. No, he has been indicted. Maduro has since 2020. That is by U.S. courts for his drug trafficking operations. the proliferation of weapons, other stuff he's been doing. We'll get into that in a little bit. That is why Biden had a $25 million bounty on his head. Because why? Because the indictments existed to arrest him. This is not hard. And the Democrats all knew it, Lee. They're all, the leadership anyway, on record mocking Trump in 2019 when it became kind of a canard to say it was proof that Trump is a Putin puppet because he has not taken out, ended, captured, whatever, Maduro. So this is where we are this morning. What did you think of this whole operation?
The operation itself was amazing
from
what I've been reading. And this should this, and you back this up with the Iranian strike between the U.S. and Israel.
Yeah.
Back several months ago. You look at the operations that this country has undertaken during the Trump administration. Well, it's obvious that the U.S. military, despite who the administration is, whether good or bad, is well prepared for these types of situations. And apparently, from what I've been hearing, there were a few soldiers, U.S. soldiers, injured. And there was one aircraft that was hit by gunfire. It was still able to fly into its mission. So we had basically minimal casualties and no lost equipment, and took out the target in no time. And I also thought it was interesting that, and the president alluded to this, and I've seen some stuff backing it up in the media, that we pretty much took out their electrical grid by cyber attack.
Which is awesome, showing the power of the U.S. military used finally the way it should be used for our own protection in our own backyard.
Yep, absolutely. And that's, to me, that's the most important thing, that this is something that is right in our backyard. This is not us, you know, steaming aircraft carriers off to the Pacific or North Atlantic or the Indian Ocean or whatever. This is right in our backyard. And as I'm sure you're going to point out, this also has ties to what is going on Russia, Ukraine, China, Iran, many other situations. This is all tied together. And of course, you know, Democrats are going to sit here and say, it's illegal, unconstitutional. You didn't tell us. And that's has nothing to do with anything. That's just what they're going to do. That's their strategy. That's their narrative.
He didn't have to tell them. And I'm here to tell you, he couldn't tell them because they would have tipped off Venezuela.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
They would have tipped off their Iranian friends. They would have tipped off Venezuela. And we would potentially not have Maduro alive. I think we're going for him no matter what. We need Maduro alive. Mm-hmm. I'm going to explain it to you why, in a way, you're not going to hear from just about anybody else today who understands this. And we've been talking about this since the beginning of the year. One of the first stories I did once Trump was sworn in was Maduro began to panic. And my daughter and I sat there. She speaks fluent Spanish. And I translated the speech. Mine's okay, but it's not as good as hers. And I said, I want to make sure I understand what Maduro is saying here. What Maduro began saying to Donald Trump in the beginning of the year, don't tase me, bro. Wait, what? He was saying, I didn't want to send Trende Aragua to America. Joe Biden made me. He made me send them. And he continued to infiltrate your country. And he continued to say, the FBI ran them through the Colombian safe houses. Check your records. I know which safe houses they ran them through. I had no choice but to send them. What are you seeing here? What I've been seeing since the beginning of this. I have been saying this. This Donald Trump sees what I saw and what I've seen for years, that the Democrats and Iran, Venezuela, Trende Aragua, the Mexican cartels, Cartel de los Soles, have merged. They have merged. They are one criminal entity. You can see this in many ways I have demonstrated to you. For instance, Biden's own spokesperson, John Kirby, admitting, Iran is funding the Democrat street protests. Not all of them, but, you know, some. That's illegal. They had teamed with Trende Aragua. Why? To move the replacement voters in. So Trump took a look at this and went, oh my gosh, it's not enough just to militarize our border and close it. I've got to rip this out by the roots. Rip what out? The cartel, the big one. The merge between Iran, Hezbollah, Venezuela, Cartel de los Soles. Yes, the Mexican cartels, which are also a part of this structure. It's a super structure. He's starting in Venezuela and he's ripping it out. He's breaking up the Democrats and our enemies. Going right back to the beginning and doing that. So we're going to lay that out as it is. In order to stop all of this, Trump had to do that. And by the way, hope you had great holidays. Did you have a good, good time?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, I had, this is probably the longest I've ever been out of this chair consecutively in the like 11 years I've been here. And you know, my daughter is leaving next year for college. So this is our last true Christmas together as a family.
Hold it together, Mom. Hold it together.
I know. And so we just vegged and hung out and focused on each other. And, you know, as teenagers, my kids love family time. So no, I'm just kidding. But no, we did. We watched, we had a whole list of movie classics and things that we wanted to get done. Went to the firing range, hung out, ate great food, too much of that. I'm back on a PhD weight loss plan.
Yeah.
And, it was absolutely wonderful. So I'm hoping, Lee, so I think one of the tests of like how good of a parent you are, besides the fact that like your kid doesn't end up in prison, you know what I'm saying? And actually ends up gainfully employed. Like after all that, do they want to come back and spend time with you?
Yes. Yeah.
And your kids have always come back. Yes. So I'm hoping mine will.
Yeah, but, I'm sure they will.
We had a wonderful family holiday together. So
glad to hear that.
Yeah. So hope you did too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hardest hit. Never forget here, as we go deep into the why is Trump doing this? The answer is to break up the nexus between our enemies and the Democrat Party. Never forget that. That is what he is doing. He's ripping it out by the roots. Here's John Kirby admitting that Iran is funding the Democrat street protests in America with the money that Joe Biden freed up. It was frozen. Biden freed it up.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe.
Some of it, as long as not all of it. They're marching in the streets with Iran, folks. That's why Biden unfroze the money. The money then cycled through Iran, $300 billion, and some of it came back as a cut to the Democrat Party. You've got the same deal going with Venezuela. Where did the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement go? Remember this, to be anointed before their street protest and to pick up their $20 million check. They went to Venezuela. So Trump, under the Don Rowe doctrine, is saying no more, no more. Marco Rubio inviting Russia, Iran, Hezbollah out of our hemisphere. You're not staying here. You're not partnering with the Democrats. You're not doing any of this. We're going to get into all those connections coming up. But the Democrats lying, claiming this is illegal, you can't do this. The same Democrats, by the way, trashing Trump at the end of his last term because he hadn't arrested Maduro yet. Because he hadn't rolled up Maduro yet. So they know this is legal. They do. Meanwhile, by the way, Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, we don't know, held a press conference this morning. Speculation is, at least local news outlets, we don't know if it's true, local news outlets reporting that he is going to drop out of the race for governor, that he will not seek another term. That means his hands are directly in the Somali fraud till. We're going to get into the Somali fraud, too. I'm going to tell you what that's about, because it's much bigger than what it looks like. Much, much, much bigger. But let's go back to Venezuela for a second. Democrat members claiming that Trump's sweeping in there and picking up Maduro with an arrest warrant is somehow illegal. Here's what liberal law professor Jonathan Turley wrote about that. Trump does not need congressional approval for this type of operation. Presidents, including Democrat presidents, have launched lethal attacks regularly against individuals. President Barack Obama killed an American citizen under this kill list policy. If Obama can vaporize an American citizen without even a criminal charge, which he did. By the way, the American citizen was 16 years old, so it's less good. He's a minor. But that was cool. It was fine. It was good. If Obama can vaporize an American citizen without even a criminal charge, Trump can capture foreign citizens with a pending criminal indictment without prior congressional approval. And again, it's not even a pending indictment. We've had an indictment on the books for Maduro since 2020, which again, the Democrats trashed Trump for not acting on. Why did they trash Trump for that? Because in 2019, as we're headed into the presidential election of 2020, they began claiming that the reason that Trump had left Maduro, an illegitimate president who had stolen his election, he stole it twice, actually, in the last 5 years. The only reason he was in place was because Trump was a Putin puppet. And Putin had told Trump, you know, blink six times that he wanted Maduro in place. So Trump just left him there. And that is why Trump is not picking up Maduro. Here's a sample of this from 2019. Again, in part of a long CNN segment underlining the evidence that Trump is a Putin puppet, the chief exhibit from the Democrats was that Trump had left Maduro in power despite an active arrest warrant.
Even in Latin America, the same pattern. While U.S. public support for Venezuela's self-declared interim president Juan Guaido seems to have diminished, strongman Nicolas Maduro is still in power as Russia's support for him remains steadfast, sending a clear message to the world of America in retreat and Vladimir Putin filling the void.
These foreign policy gifts that he keeps getting from President Trump not only make him stronger abroad, but also help keep him in power here in Russia as well, Brianna.
All right, Fred, thank you so much for that report.
So that's CNN, and it's part of their a series of reports on how Trump is a Putin puppet, and that is why he's left Maduro in power. So they continue. Jen Psaki is in here. This is the Democrat Media Brain Trust, as well as Joe Biden's spokesperson, sitting there talking about how Maduro is in power because Putin has demanded that of Trump, and Putin has flattered Trump, and that's why he's taking this terrible isolationist policy of not removing Maduro.
Okay, so, you know, one of the arguments the president makes is that these places are thousands of miles away, the U.S. doesn't need to involve itself, and hey, if Russia is going to get involved, so be it. Part of what President Putin's been doing is looking for spots in the world where there is a leadership vacuum and an opening to have influence.
In fact, everyone who knows anything about foreign policy tells you that there's an impact when a global power like the United States is led by someone who actively says we need to pull back.
What? But I think they underestimate the damage that Russia can do just by sowing chaos and by supporting authoritarians. We've seen this in Europe.
Why is he so susceptible to this kind of message coming from Putin?
I mean, he likes authoritarian thugs. He responds to them. They probably know how to manage him and flatter him. There is an element whenever any leader of state or even high level diplomatic officials meeting with another country where they are flattering you and they're trying to kind of get you on good terms. Trump is very susceptible to that.
And Putin seems to have a special. Putin seems to have a special.
Maybe he has
clout with Trump.
CNN, y'all, Democrat brain trust, right there, 2019. Arguing that the only reason Maduro's still in power is because Putin wants him there and Trump is a Putin puppet. And we are taking a terrible isolationist tack by not removing Maduro. But these Democrats, they got nothing. All they got is hate Trump, stop Trump. And one of the things that you didn't get listening to the media, if you listen to the mainstream media, I'm sure you didn't. You have better things to do. I do it so you don't have to. They're saying act of war, strike on Venezuela. They're making it sound like we're in a ground war or something. Like we're out there gunning for them. Trump just went insane over the weekend, cracked up a little bit and invaded Venezuela. No, 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 no. We have two things going on right now. Number one is a blockade of the ships. Why? They are in violation of international sanctions. They are doing trade with China. They're doing trade with Iran back and forth. We have a court order that allows us to do that. Why? International sanctions. That, by the way, we're supported by both Democrats and Republicans. Number two, why did Trump go into Venezuela? Well, he didn't like Maduro. Well, no, no. He went in there to execute an arrest warrant from 2020, from the last Trump administration. An arrest warrant, again, that led to Joe Biden putting a $25 million bounty on Maduro's head and a call for his arrest. What do you put a $25 million bounty on someone's head? What does the poster say from the Biden administration? Wanted. They want him for arrest. The $25 million is your reward if you turn him over to the U.S. government or you give the U.S. government information that leads to his capture. Why? For his arrest. The difference is Biden failed, didn't bring him in, and Trump did. The only difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, Democrats screaming. It's all about the oil. Donald Trump's rich friends gonna go in there and get themselves some oil money. Never mind, the same Democrats were demanding that Trump go in and get Maduro. In 2019, the fact that he did not was evidence that he was controlled by Vladimir Putin. But now it's evidence that he's trying to get the oil money for his friends. Okay, here's what Trump said about the Venezuela oil.
The country is a mess. It's been horribly run. The oil is just flowing at a very low level. And we're going to have the big oil companies go in, and they're going to fix the infrastructure, and they're going to invest money. We're not going to invest anything. We're going to just take care of the country. We need total access. We need access to the oil and to other things in their country that allow us to rebuild their country.
Okay. Why is all of this going on? Couple of reasons. Affordability. Trump desperately needs low oil prices. Do we need the oil? No, we do not need the oil, but we do need the oil to be back on the market. It's a critical difference explained by Cheryl Cassoni. Will Trump's supposedly rich oil friends be going in to get the oil money? Why, yes, they will. Why? Venezuela stole billions of dollars from them.
You know, the big story, of course, is can you provide security and rebuild the infrastructure for U.S. oil companies to go into Venezuela and operate again? Now, Chevron is technically still there, but ExxonMobil and ConocoPhillips, they left. In fact, they are owed billions of dollars by the Venezuelan government because of what Hugo Chavez did years ago. And that's when they exited the country. ConocoPhillips actually is operating next door in Guyana. That's a different type of oil. The oil that comes out of Venezuela, you've probably heard this, it's a heavier, dirtier crude.
Difficult to get to, which is part of the problem with the money.
Right. And, you know, but they've got 20% of the global oil supply. They've got 300 billion barrels of oil. Mm-hmm. They've got more oil in Venezuela than the Saudis, than Kuwait, than Iran. That's why they're exporting. So here is the proven oil reserves, as you can see. I mean, look, Venezuela is twice the size of the state of California, to be quick here, everybody. But look at this. I mean, this is the export story, right? This is where they're exporting to. And as you can see, it is China. And that is the national security side of that. That is the political side of it. But Fox Business reached out to Chevron and to Conoco. Chevron said to us, we remain focused on the safety and well-being of our employees.
So you faded out there. They owe us billions of dollars. You unleash this oil and what happens? Well, Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska knows what happens. And he was warning about it this weekend, warning that if the U.S. secures control over Venezuela's oil fields, after already moving into Guyana, it could end up overseeing more than we, in other words, the U.S., could end up overseeing more than half of the world's reserves. Half of the world's reserves. The Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska said, in his view, Washington would then be able to hold oil prices near $50 a barrel, putting serious pressure on who? Russia's state capitalist economic model. He's warning Russia is screwed here. The last the opposite of what the Democrats were saying in 2019 when they were beating Trump up for not taking out Maduro, claiming Trump's a Putin puppet. He didn't want to take out Maduro because, you know, Putin told him not to. Now you see what's going on here. We right now control or de facto control, oversee more than half the world's oil reserves. Maduro screwed up. He screwed up when he got indicted. So convenient for us, not so convenient for them. Really bad for Russia. Exactly what we need to happen to begin to straighten out our hemisphere, though. All right. So much going on. I can't wait to get into the Somali fraud. Folks, let me ask you a question. Look, the online sleuths on X have already traced this up to the white Democrat handler of the Somalis. This is going to go right back to the party. Do you think the Somalis are the only people the Democrats taught to do this kind of fraud? No! It's all of their grievance groups, all of their critical voting groups. What have I been telling you for months? We've been doing the math on this show. You cannot take in a million immigrants, not illegal immigrants, immigrants, just the immigrants on immigrant visas a year. That is 83,000 jobs a month, right? You cannot take them in when you're only creating 60,000 jobs a month. And in some quarters, the Biden administration, after job readjustments, you created no net jobs. You have to put them on welfare on a massive scale or defraud the U.S. government to keep them literally eating and a roof over their head. That's what you're looking at here. And believe me, the Somalis are not the only ones the Democrats taught to do this. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And folks, if this goes the way I think it will, cross your fingers, this could bring the Democrat Party down. We're going to have all of that coming up on the show. Okay, folks, Democrats have a problem. They've always got a problem when the economy is on fire. They've got to hide that. And it's on fire. It was the greatest untold story of the holidays, mainly because we were so focused on Somali fraud, which is extraordinary. Donald Trump putting it at closer to 19, not 9, 19 billion. We're going to get into all that coming up. That the good economic news kind of got buried by the devastating criminal news about the Democrat Party. Politico reporting it as if it were at a funeral. It's a Democrat publication. Writing, it does seem the economy and inflation are turning a corner in favor of the GOP. Politico had to report, they weren't happy about it, quote, the economy is hotter than expected with a stunning annualized rate of 4.3% growth in the third quarter. That's incredible. They also wrote that inflation cooled down to an annual rate of 2.7% in November, the smallest year-over-year increase since July. Energy prices have seen market reductions. Without a recession or depression, a blue wave for the Democrats is almost impossible. The recent economic situation likely takes a credible recession or stagflation scenario off the table that weakens the economic grievances that typically power midterm punishment. And you look at these economic stats, folks. I mean, just unbelievable. And you remember in April, and I played you the audio on my last show before the holidays. Democrats, economists, all the right people on all the right business channels, March and April, forecasting the largest tanking of the stock market since the Great Depression. That was the law. That was economic law. It couldn't go any other way from the tariffs. How did it work out? Well, S&P 500, let's look at it. Up 3% for the month, up 15% for the past months, 6 months, and up over 17% year to date. Oops. You know what is the true wonder, folks, is honestly, that anybody on these business channels still has a job. Like, I don't have a business degree. I did take Econ 101 at UNC Chapel Hill. Okay, like, so I got an A in it, which apparently is all you need to correctly prognosticate. Because everybody on these cable channels got it wrong. Look at the, just look at this. This is incredible. It's USA Today. GDP growth for the quarter comes in at 4.3%. 90% of the professional economists got it wrong. And the only folks looking back, because none of these outlets from CNN Business to Fox Business want to go look at their track records, this is a disaster. Stephen Moore, economic advisor to Donald Trump's last campaign, regular now commentator on Fox News, look back at the blue chip forecast for 2025. This is growth. This is what all these talking head economists that you see either quoted by Bloomberg, on CNN Business, all that. What did they forecast? Growth of 2.1% for the year. Where were we by the end of the year? 4.3. They missed it by more than half. How do you have a job? You have one job if you're an economist, and they can't do it. Why? Because they are more interested in helping Democrats win the midterms than they are in giving the economic news to you that you need to invest. But the good news is, keep it tuned right here, we didn't get it wrong. I told you, Trump's tariffs are not going to tank the economy. They're not. We're not going to have the biggest crash since the Great Depression. And we did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.